It is our responsibility, it is a government responsibility to ensure the young generation, the student, also the people understand about AI. So we must prepare, we must introduce, we must train them to the young generation, to people, to the student, to know about AI, to understand about AI, to know about coding, algorithm, machine learning. They must know about that. And then they will have a good digital literacy and skills. After that, and then the job opportunities will be coming.
There's a lot of worry that AI and automation will actually take away jobs. Do you believe these job opportunities will disappear, or will they reemerge, but in a different form?
No. Like I told you that if, as long as we prepare, we introduce, we train them to know about AI, to know about algorithm coding and machine learning, if they know about that, I'm sure that the job will be coming.
If Indonesia thrives in this intelligence economy, tell us your vision of what Indonesia will look like, say, 10 years, 20 years from now.
I believe that in the next 5 to 15 years from now, there will be a big humanoid robotic revolution. There will be a big AI revolution. So we must prepare from now, and Indonesia also prepare our human resources, our students. Next year, the government already gave instruction to the school, from the elementary school, the junior high school, senior high school, to start with lessons about coding.
And you believe that Indonesia has a positive contribution to be made in this new intelligence economy?
It's not easy, but if not, they will be left behind.